Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see a much warmer, partly sunny afternoon with a high near 40 degrees. Tonight a slight chance of snow and freezing rain, mostly cloudy with a steady temperature around 32, and on Wednesday a 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 33, breezy with the west wind 13 to 17 miles an hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. And in the news for today, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Matt Rothschild said a series of Republican-authored election bills would hogtie the Wisconsin Elections Commission by nitpicking and hyper-monitoring the commission. Republicans introduced a series of bills they say are aimed at addressing election integrity concerns that surfaced during and after the last presidential election. The legislation would bar election officials from accepting private money to fund elections, fine up to $1,000 those who falsely claim indefinitely confined status on their absentee ballot applications, and require WEC Weekly to submit all documents and communications applicable to municipal clerks to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules, among other things. Rothschild, during a Senate Elections Election Process Reform and Ethics Committee public hearing on Monday, said requiring such frequent review of WEC communications would unnecessarily bog the commission down with extra work. That, according to a report from WisPolitics Online. He asked committee members, "Are you going to allow the Elections Commission to do its job, or are you going to kill it by 1,000 cuts?" Rothschild, who has been a guest on WDRT numerous times, posted on the Democracy Campaign's website his conclusion remarks from his public hearing that, quote, "Above all, I would appreciate it if we could all agree that the November 2020 elections were legitimate and move on. The staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission has been doing an admirable job under incredibly difficult circumstances, and in Wisconsin and in America, we should all have our freedom to vote protected." Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, speaking in favor of a bill he authored that would require WEC to submit plans for federal dollars to JCRAR for consideration before Governor Tony Evers can distribute them, said it improves on existing best practices. LeMahieu added SB 941 would give the legislature more oversight. In rebuttal, League of Women Voters Deborah Cronmiller also said at the hearing that LeMahieu's bill would burden WEC with requirements to report documents not required of other state agencies. Information for this report came with permission from WisPolitics and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.